welcome to the Railway News Roundup, sponsored by CTM, the industry's first integrated competency management and training marketplace. Police have been deployed to stop people from fleeing Tier 4 areas in the days before Christmas. Ministers announced there would be extra officers at London railway stations to clamp down on non-essential journeys. This is an article featuring in several of the newspapers, including the Daily Mirror. Eurostar has also tweeted saying that following the announcement by the French government that the border with the UK is closed from midnight to tackle the coronavirus spreading to France, it will only be able to run trains from Paris to London for the 21st or 22nd of December. The government has also announced this morning that it will provide cash refunds for domestic rail and coach tickets for the previous Christmas travel window between December the 23rd and 27th, bought before the change in regulations and guidance announced by the Prime Minister on Saturday. The Heritage Railway Association says the British Steam Railways may look to Russia to stay in business. The comments come after Newcastle City Council has refused planning permission for a new surface coal mine at Julie Hill. The decision means an end to UK-based coal production, the HRA saying it has dashed the hopes of Britain's heritage railways, who need affordable coal to continue operating. Transport for London has begun further feasibility work on a proposed extension of the Docklands Light Railway to Beckton Riverside and Thames Mead. The work will be carried out by TfL and a joint commission between Arup and Atkins for design, engineering and environmental assessment, and with Acon for social economic support. Finally, in jumbo trains up to half a mile long are being introduced to the rail network in greater numbers to reduce air pollution and take lorries off the road. The article in the Times says that freight trains have been lengthened to 775 metres to carry goods, fuel and construction materials. At a time of reduced demand for passenger services, it's merged. Network Rail said that it was trying a system of more routine access for the very longest trains, said it would analyse their impact with the possibility of making the trains a priority in the coming years. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.